Good morning. It's good to see you here this morning. And glad that Sister Lynn could be with us this morning from California. If you did not receive a bulletin, if you would raise your hand, one of the ushers would be sure to give that to you.
假如你们手上没有单张, 可以举手。
This year our theme is roots and fruits, and we're looking through the book of Joshua, new roots and new fruits, and we come now to lesson number 9, and we have one more lesson that we're going to look at in the book of Joshua.
今年我们教会的主题是向下扎根，向上结果。 我们主要是看耶稣雅记，现在讲到是第九，还有一课我们就有结束。
And here we see in Joshua 9 and verse 14.
那我们看约书亚记第九章第十四节。
The Israelites sampled their provisions, but they did not inquire of the Lord.
就是说那些以色列人没有向神求告。
Let's bow in prayer as we begin.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for this Lord's Day. We thank you that we have the freedom to come and worship you.
神，我们感谢你, 让我们有这样自由可以向你敬拜。
Lord, we pray that you would put out of our minds all distractions, that we might hear your voice today.
神，我们求告你, 让把我们忘记一切, 周遭的事, 让我们专心仰望你。
Pray for your Spirit to anoint your servant to give the words that you would have for us today. Lord, we give you the glory and the praise.
我们给你你觉得配得的荣耀。
We ask that you would move in our midst, and for those who are traveling today, give them mercies in traveling.
让我们当中有旅行的弟兄也与他们同在。
We pray for those who are sick, and we ask your hand be upon them.
愿身体软弱的求你的手在他们身上。
And Lord, we come before you. We bow before you today. Speak to us, we ask, in Jesus' name.
让我们跪在你的面前, 对我们说话。
Amen.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
So the first question I want to ask you is this question here. As we think about this passage in Joshua 9 and 10.
第一个经节就是我们耶稣雅集第九。 第九章跟第十章,
what is ruse? What is a ruse?
什么是一个诡计?
Now, it does mean being crafty. It means it's not a word that's often used in English. It might be a word that's hard to pronounce. So I graduate from UMKC, and for those of you who went to UMKC, just remember that we're known as the ruse.
这个词实际上英文当中不是很常用的 叫Ruse 就是我是从UMKC毕业的 UMKC它是Ruse
Remember that they're called the Ruse because the kangaroo, the Ruse
当然我们讲 UMKC是Ruse 因为它是一个袋鼠的样子
Here we see in Joshua 9, 3 and 4 However, when the people of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done to Jericho And Ai, they resorted to a ruse.
我们在耶稣雅第九章第三、第四节，我们看到是基遍的居民听见耶稣雅以色列人向耶利哥和爱城所行的事，他们就设了诡计。So
that leads us to our next question: What is deception?
那我们第二个问题是，那个是什么样是欺骗呢？
And this same verse in another translation, the Amplified Version, we see these words, they worked cunningly and went pretending to be ambassadors.
在MP那个翻译当中他就讲到他们是狡猾的工作并假装成为大使。
You see, these Gibeonites, they were deceivers.
那基遍人就像就是一些欺骗者。
And they were deceivers, just reminds us of the fact that the devil is a deceiver in Revelation 12:9, we're reminded how he deceives us.
就像在启示录所讲的那个魔鬼一样，他们是欺骗者。
And so, this word ruse in the old English, it means a detour.
这个 rue 这个英文旧词的意思实际上就是绕行。
And the detour here was deception, but the destiny was victory.
那绕行就是一个欺骗。但是的目的呢是胜利。
When you're driving along the road and you see this sign, detour ahead, what do you think?
当你们在高速路上看见有这样一个标志叫 detour, 就是绕行的话，你们是会怎么样做呢？
I don't know about you, what's your first reaction? You see the sign detour, I often say, oh no.
我不知道你们是反应是怎么样，我会觉得蛮沮丧。
Oh no, detour, this is going to make longer time.
那要绕行的话，但我们要需要开多一点时间。
The key idea I want you to see here today is how to turn a detour into victory.
但我们今天所要讲的目的是说，我们要怎么样把这样的绕行变成最后的胜利。
God can take our detours in our life and turn them into victory.
神会把我们生命当中所走的弯路变成一个胜利。
So, maybe in the future we would think of detour instead of saying, oh no, we might say yes.
也许我们以后看见我们有这个弯路要走的话，我们不会说不，而会说是。
Joshua, the leaders and the people made a bad mistake and that led to this detour.
那约书亚他一些带领以色列的人，他们犯了一个错误，导致他们走了弯路。
We see here that the Gibeonites had deceived them, but they had made a mistake too.
那基遍人欺骗了他们但是约书亚他们也犯了一个错误。
The Israelites, they sampled their provisions, but they did not inquire of the Lord. They did not ask God about it.
他们接受了他们的食物，但是他们没有求问耶和华。
So then Joshua made a treaty of peace with them to let them live, and the leaders of the assembly ratified it by an oath.
约书亚就跟他们讲和，立了约，并容他们活着。会众首领也向他们起誓。
Now we can't just point our finger at Joshua. The leaders also and the people also accepted this.
也不单单是约书亚，那些首领带领的，他们一起都做了这样的事。
Have you ever made a mistake of taking a wrong turn that led on a detour? Maybe you're driving and you take the wrong road, you take the wrong turn.And it takes you on a detour.
那你生活中有没有碰到这样情况呢？也许你开车的时候，你开错了路，这样导致你要绕行一段时间。
But I want you to see today that God can turn your detours into a great victory.
那我们今天所要看到是神怎么样把这个弯路变成了一个胜利。
First of all, I want you to see with me, the Believing the enemy.
第一，我们先来看一下那个轻信敌人。
The Israelites had experienced a great victory in Jericho. Remember the walls came tumbling down of Jericho.
我们看到以色列人在耶利哥所经历的伟大的胜利。
And God had turned victory out of defeat to Ai. They were defeated, and then God turned that into victory. We saw that.
我们看到在爱城神把他们的失败变成了胜利。
And then blessing.
也看到了神对他们的祝福。
God's people must be especially prepared to confront the enemy. For like Canaan, the Christian's life is a land of hills and valleys.
那神的子民必须每时每刻都准备好面对敌人。就像迦南地一样。那耶稣基督徒的生命就是像丘陵之地和谷。
Now, Israel's greatest danger wasn't these cities that they met.
那个时候，以色列所面对的最大的危险倒并不是那些城市。
But it was a group of men from the city of Gibeon who were about to deceive them.
那最大的威胁是那一批基遍人，他们要欺骗他们。
Let us be reminded of this, because Satan comes not just as a roaring lion.
撒旦有的时候他不仅仅是那个吞咽我们的狮子。
He also comes as a deceiving serpent.
他有的时候是像我们有很有欺骗性的蛇，狡猾的蛇。
And we must be alert.
我们应该随时保持警惕。
In the Garden of Eden, Satan didn't come to Eve as a roaring lion.
当我们在伊甸园，我们看到那个魔鬼，他并不是像狮子一样。
He came as a serpent and spoke softly to her. And do you really think that God meant this?
他所扮作的是蛇，对他对夏娃说话是软绵绵的。
So we need to beware of his deception.
所以我们必须保持我们的警惕。
First of all, what did they do? What they did?
那他们做了什么呢？
Gibeon, the city of Gibeon was only 25 miles from where they were at, at Gilgal.
那即便离吉尔加尔以色列的营地只有25英里。
And God had told Joshua, they were to destroy the cities of Canaan because of their corruption.
神告诉他们犹太人，你们要把所有的那些城市都要摧毁。
And so, Gibeon, the city of Gibeon was on the list to be destroyed.
那个基遍是应该也是被摧毁的。
And then God had also told them, that they were to make no treaties with the people of Canaan.
神也告诉他们你不可以跟那些人立约。
So, here we see, the Gibeonites assembled a group of men, and they equipped them to look like an official delegation from a foreign city as they came to Joshua and the leaders.
所以我们看到基遍人他们聚集了一群人把他们组织起来，看起来像从国外来访问的一个官方代表团。
Their clothing, their food, their equipment, everything were all designed to give the impression that they've been on a long, difficult journey. And they had arrived as a peace delegation.
他们所穿的衣服所带的食品所带的东西看上去都像是从一个遥远地方来的经历了一个艰难的旅程。
I'm sure if they had the Academy Awards, they could have won Academy for their performance.
若是那时有奥斯卡奖的话他们一定会得奖。
And then we see what they said.
然后我们也看到他们怎么样说。
You know, beware of this. Many people find it easier to tell lies than to tell the truth. The Gibeonites told several lies here in their attempt to get out of trouble.
你们应该知道有些人他们会觉得说谎话比说实话更加容易。即便人就告诉他们几个谎言。
Now let me tell you this. It's so much easier to tell the truth.I don't have to have a good memory to tell the truth.
那实际上你说真话应该比说谎话容易，你不需要记住你的真话。
But if I tell many lies, then I have to have a very good memory to remember what was a lie I told this person, what was a lie I told this person. I have to have a very good memory.
那你若是一天到晚说谎的话，那你必须记住你对这个人或者那个人所说的谎。
So we need to be telling the truth.
因为我们要学会说真话。
But I want you to see here there are five lies that were given.
那我们看见这边他有没有五个谎言。
The first lie, they said, we are from a very far away country.
首先他们说我们是从一个遥远地方来的。
And they were only actually 25 miles away, the next city.
实际上他们只是住在25英里以外的一个城市。
And then, lie number two.They lied about their clothing and their food.
第二个谎言他们是说他们的衣服跟食物。
Listen to this lie. This bread of ours, it was warm. And when we packed it at our home on the day we left to come to you, But now, look how dry and moldy it is.
他们说我们带的饼，我以前也还本来还是热的，现在都干了，长了霉了。
Wow, what a lie this was.
那是一个很大的谎言。
And then we see lie number three. You know, when you tell one lie, you have to tell other lies to cover up your other lie.
但你要去圆那些谎言，所以你就要不断的用其他的谎言来证明你前面的谎言。
And so they lied about themselves. They gave the impression that they were important envoys from an official peace mission from the elders of the city. We are very important delegation.
他们也谎称自己是来自远方的城市的重要的使节。
But you notice each lie has to get bigger to cover up all the other lies.
他们的谎言越说越大了。
Next, we see lie number four. They also called themselves, "We are your servants."
下面一个谎言，他们说我们是你的仆人。
When in reality, they were their enemies.
那实际上他们是以色列的敌人。
Beware of a person who claims to be your servant or your friend who is really your enemy.
实际上，有的时候别人说你的仆人，或者是说你是你的。朋友的时候你要警惕了。
And then, I think probably the worst lie was number five.
第五个谎言是最大的谎言。
They said that they had come because of the name of the Lord.
他们说因为听到了耶和华你们的神的名。
Now this was blasphemous. Because they did not put their faith in the Lord, but they could say the name of the Lord.
实际上这是亵渎神的名字，因为他们并不信神，他们没有信仰神。
And the Lord reminds us, beware of that person who cries out, Lord, Lord, but the Lord does not know them.
主耶稣提醒我们，当有些人口称神神的话，我们要注意他们是不是真的信神，神并不认识他们。
And we might ask ourselves a question, why did they succeed? They were so deceptive, why did they succeed?
那他们的谎言为什么会成功呢?
Well, the reason is very simple. Joshua and the leaders didn't take time to ask of God, didn't take time to consult with the Lord.
实际上原因很简单，因为约书亚和他的领导人他们没有去寻求神。
After listening to the stranger's speech, after examining the evidence there, the bread and the clothing,They then jumped to conclusion.
他们在听了他们讲话，然后在检查了他们的证据之后，他们就得出了这个结论，他们说的是实话。
Joshua and the leaders concluded that the men were telling the truth.
他觉得他们说的是实话。
It was all very logical, convincing. It was very scientific.
因为这个合乎科学的逻辑。
But it was wrong.
但是事实上是错的。
It was all wrong.
这些一切都是错的。
It may sign, you know, beware of this. It may look, you think it's scientific, you think it has to be believable, but we need to seek God to know the truth.
那好像表面上看是很科学，很符合逻辑，但我们要寻求神。
So here's a very important application for us all to make.
所以我们这边可以看到一个很好的应用。
Do I lean on your own understanding, or do you trust in the Lord and seek His direction?
你是仰赖你自己的，还是要专心仰赖耶和华？
Proverbs 3:5 is a verse we all ought to memorize and have in our heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart.And lean not on your own understanding.
所以我们看箴言第三章第五节，我们要记住他神的话，你们要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明。
So to Joshua, the leaders, the Israelites, leaning on your own understanding, this seemed very logical. That these people were coming for peace treaty.
那时候约书亚和他的那些带领的，他们是按照依靠自己的聪明来做这个决定。
But they did not seek the Lord. They did not trust God. They did not ask of God.
他们没有仰赖耶和华，没有仰赖神。
You know, there are many decisions we have to make in life. We often try to figure out what's the most logical decision. But the first thing we ought to ask is, what is God's will?
那我们生命生活当中，我们常常要做这样那样的决定。我们常常是按照自己的逻辑来做这样的决定，而不是来仰赖耶和华。
Young people, you decide what college should I go to, or you decide what job should I take. And I wonder, do we ask the question, what would God have me to do? Where would God have me to go?
特别是年轻人，你们所要面对的常会说，我是要读什么样的大学，我要找什么样的工作。那你是按照自己的逻辑去寻找这个答案呢，你还是寻求神？
So this is a very, very important lesson for all of us.
对我们所有的人来说都是一个重要的功课。
Then number two, enlisting the enemy.
第二个就是招募敌人。
Think about this. How did the leaders of Israel discover that they had made a big mistake and were deceived?
那以色列的带领他们是怎么样发现他们犯了这个错误呢？
I don't know what happened. Maybe they were marching and they appeared to them, these people that they had just seen, only with new clothes.
不知道是怎么样发现，也许他们看到他们后来又换上了新的衣服。
However it happened, Joshua discovered that he and the leaders had been blundered, that they had been deceived, and no doubt they were humbled and embarrassed about it.
不管是什么原因，后来他们发现了自己犯了这样的错误，他们为此感到羞愧。
What do they do now? They have made a treaty with this next door city.
那现在他们该怎么做呢？因为他们已经跟他们签署了和平的协议。
Well, first of all, you keep your word.
第一，你要一诺千金。
It's very important you keep your word.
很重要的是你要一诺千金，你要保持你的誓约。
So they were men of their word. To violate their oath would have been to take the holy name of the Lord in vain. And this would have brought divine judgment.
Yeah, 若是你违背你的誓言，那你就突然的接受了主的圣名，会得到神的审判。
So as difficult as it was, they kept their word.
虽然很困难，但是他们还是能够保持这个誓言。
But also,They took the detour.
这样的话他们就没有办法攻，所以他们就绕道而行。
They could not attack the Gibeonites because they had made a treaty with them. So they put them to work, okay? You say you are our servants. We will make you our servants.
他们没有办法攻击基遍人，所以他就说，既然你们说你们愿意做我们的仆人，所以你就为我们来服务。
So they put them to work, hauling the water,and the fuel for the service and the tabernacle.
他们就叫他们做担水的工作来为会幕来服务。
There was much needed labor in the tabernacle to haul the sacrifices, the wood, the water, and so they made these men their servants.
那会幕里面有很多的工作，有要弄水，要做奠基，所以他们就把他们来做这个会幕的工作。
It's very interesting here that in later years, the Gibeonites were called the Nethermen, and they were hired or labored as servants in the temple.
所以基遍人后来被称为在做殿中做仆人工作的人。
And maybe as they served in the temple,These Gibeonites, their hearts changed, and they came to know the true God, and so they willingly served.
也许你在会堂里工作，那然后也许他们的心会转变。
So we see how their hearts changed.
所以我们看他们的心是不是会改变。
You know, the application here, do you sometimes get irritated when detours in your life?Or do you realize that sometimes God has a purpose?
这个应用的题目就是你会为你生活当中有要走弯路感到的烦恼吗？你也许会从这个弯路当中认识到神有他的意思。
They were detoured by the Gibeonites, but the Gibeonites became devoted to the Lord and to his house.
所以那基遍人他们使犹太人走了弯路，但基遍人又为这个又为献身为神服务。
Let me tell you a true story of something that happened to me where I was deceived.
那我现在愿意我讲一个我生活当中的故事。
I'm embarrassed to tell this, but I think it illustrates.
那我想我不太好意思跟你们讲这个故事，但是实际上是但我愿意跟你们分享。
For years at Graceway, we had on Saturday, we had Chinese classes, and we taught Chinese.
在 Graceway, 我们有一个中文的课程。
And one Saturday morning, this man was in the church building, and he came up to me, and he said, I would like to be baptized. Where could I get information about your church?
有一天有一个星期天的星期六的早晨有一个人来找我，他说是他愿意受浸，他说受浸的程序是什么样。
I was very happy. I was excited about this. So I said, come, I'll show you and follow me. And I took him to where he could get information about the church and learn about baptism classes.
所以我就带他到教会里面去看在哪个地方可以有受浸的课程。
What I didn't know was that he had a companion who was with him.
我所不知道的是他还有一个同伙。
And while I was helping him out, his companion went into the classroom and stole my laptop.
当我在带那个人去看教会的地方时候，他的同伴把我的手机给把我的手提电脑给偷走。
And so when I went back to the room, I was so glad to help this guy out. I went back to the room and, where's my laptop?
当我非常高兴的然后回到就我的自己的教室的时候，我发现我的手提电脑不见了。
So I went to other people that were around the church. Did anybody see my laptop? Where did it go?And so someone took me, luckily they have some cameras in that church.
那我到处询问那个手提电脑去哪儿啊他们也不知道，但是这个教会有一些摄像头。
So the cameras showed that while I was walking down with this man, someone else was walking into the room and stole my laptop.
那个摄像头显示就是当我带那一个人去穿关的时候，另外一个人进来把我的手提电脑给偷走了。
That to me was a detour.
对我来说这是一个弯路。
What would I do? And, you know, I want to tell you the rest of the story. The person who stole was a woman that was on drugs and she finally was caught by the police.
那我要告诉你的是那一个偷我电脑的是一个吸毒的一个女的。后来被警察抓住了。
And she confessed to what she had done and agreed to pay me back.
她也向警察坦白了她所做的，也愿意付我的钱。
So I was glad to see a change in heart for her. Unfortunately, on that computer were thousands of pictures I could never recover.
虽然我对她能够最后能够反悔也感到满意，但我有许多的手提电脑上许多的照片，已经几千张照片，我都没有办法修复了。
So the Gibeonites, what they did was wrong, but what we read afterwards, there was a change of heart. What that woman did was wrong, but afterwards she had a change of heart.
我们看到基遍人虽然他们那是行了欺骗的事，但后来看到他们心里有转变。偷盗的人他虽然也做了欺骗的事，但后来他也有个转变的心。
And then thirdly, I want you to see defeating the enemy.
第三我们看了怎么样击败那个敌人。
You know, when you make agreements with the enemy, expect to end up paying a price for it and having to defend them in order to protect yourself.
当你与你的敌人达成协议之后，最终你还是要，你要为此付出一个代价。
First of all, we see here that the king's call to the armies. The king of Jerusalem heard about this. There were five kings, city-states, five kings.
我们看到那个耶路撒冷王也召集周围的一些国王。
And so the king said that he heard about this. The Gibeonites need to be punished for what they have done.
他们要对基遍人所做的事要说他们是必须要受惩罚。
So four of these other kings of the Canaanite city-states, they allied themselves with the king of Jerusalem, Adonizek, and they combined their armies together to attack Gibeon.
那其他四个迦南的国与耶路撒冷王阿多尼克尼德克他们一起结盟，他们要一起来攻击。
Now it's interesting then, the Gibeonites called Joshua to help them.
那很有意思的是，那基遍人现在呼吁约书亚去救他们。
The Gibeonites knew that they were headed for destruction. They came to Joshua. Remember, Joshua means Jehovah is Savior. Joshua is the Old Testament word, the Hebrew word for New Testament for Jesus.
所以那即便他们要受到攻击，所以他们来找约书亚，知道约书亚这个名字就是耶和华是救主的意思。
And so they obtained from him a promise of protection. Joshua promised to protect them. And when the Gibeonites found themselves in danger, they believed Joshua's promise. And they called on him for help.
那约书亚给他们做一个保护的承诺，那即便人觉得在他们处于这危险当中，约书亚能够保持这个承诺。
And that's what God's people need to do when they find themselves, when we find ourselves facing the battles of life, we lay hold of the promises of God.
那神的名是要发现自己发现，那若是我们起了誓，我们要有的时候要为这个誓言所做一个生命的斗争。
And then I want you to see then Joshua called to the Lord.
然后我们看到的约书亚对神呼求。
Joshua had learned a big lesson in this. This time he didn't automatically say, yes, I will help you. He didn't automatically go talk to his generals. He talked to God first, and then, with God's promise.
那约书亚在这世上得到了功课，他不是马上召集他的将军们，就是直接去拯救他们，而是呼求，向神呼求。
And so there were three factors that combined to give Joshua success in this attack.
那把这三个因素加在一起，那使约书亚在这个征战当中取得了胜利。
So first of all, there's the promise. God's promises of victory had encouraged Joshua when he became the leader of the nation. God promised to be with him.
首先我们要看到神对约书亚有一个承诺，当他拣选约书亚带领这个以色列国的时候，他做领袖的时候，他对他有一个承诺。
And when he attacked Jericho, God promised and told him how they were to march around the city.
当他攻击耶利哥的时候，神告诫他要怎么样，承诺他要怎么样做，当他们围绕城墙走的时候。
And when that small city of Ai defeated them, God told him what he was to do, and he was able to have the victory then after defeat.
当他们在爱城受到了挫折的时候，神怎么样的鼓励他？
The Lord said here in chapter 10 and verse 8, the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid of them. I have given them into your hand. Not one of them will be able to withstand you."
耶和华对约书亚说，在第十章第八节说，你不要怕他们，因为我已将他们交在你的手里，他们无一人能在你面前站立得住。
So we see then the plan that God gave to Joshua.
然后神给他一个计划。
Joshua ordered all night long march of the army. At night they marched.
那耶稣亚下令通宵行军。
And a surprise attack on the enemy army.
然后对敌军进行突然的袭击。
And when the army, God assisted the weary Jewish soldiers, by killing the enemy army with large hailstones.
然后神又通过一个大的冰雹来击杀那些击杀那敌军，来帮助那些非常疲倦的犹太士兵。
Now it's very interesting. These soldiers had marched all night long, and they were so tired in this battle.
哎，你看到那些士兵们，他通宵行军，已经非常的疲倦了。
And Joshua cried out to God for help, and hailstones fell from heaven.
那约书亚向耶和华求告，然后那个大的冰雹就下来。
Now this tells you something. These hailstones didn't fall on any of the Israelite soldiers. They only fell on the enemy soldiers. They were aimed.
你看到那些冰雹，它下来并不打在犹太人的士兵、以色列士兵身上，而是打在敌人的头上。
Think about that. Hailstones that were aimed at the enemy.
你想一想，那个神的奇迹在这儿，那个冰雹是有目标的。
What a miracle that is.
这是一个很大的奇迹。
And then we see the prayer. The greater miracle was God then extending the day so that Joshua could finish the battle and secure a complete victory.
更大的惊奇是神叫日头停住。
I mean, that was a miracle. Those hailstones aiming at the enemy soldier falling from heaven.
我们刚刚看到那冰雹打在敌人的士兵的头上，已经是一个很大的奇迹了。
And then as they were chasing the enemy, the day was starting to go down, and they were afraid it would become dark, and God caused the sun to stand still.
所以约书亚他们在追击士兵的时候，你看到那个慢慢太阳要落山了，那又会变成夜幕，这样那些人可能会就逃走。但是神做了行了奇迹，将日头停住。
How do you explain a miracle?
那你如何解释这样的奇迹？
There have been different explanations that have been given for this, but we have to learn to accept that God can do the impossible.
也许有许多人试图解释这样的奇迹，但我们应该接受，就是神就是一个神迹奇事的人。
There are miracles that affect our lives. God, in a miraculous way, has given us the Bible, the Word of God.
这个最大的神奇就是神给了我们这一本圣经。
We know the miracle of the resurrection, that Jesus Christ rose again from the dead.
我们看到耶稣基督的从死里复活。
And we see the miracles that God has done throughout we read of them, Jesus, the miracles that Jesus did.
我们也在圣经当中看到耶稣基督所做的许多的神迹。
And so these miracles, we must accept that a Christian faith that there are miracles.
在基督徒里面来看，这些神迹其实都是神所行的，我们应该接受。
And then Joshua called to his army.
然后约书亚呼召他的军队。
After they had defeated the enemy, the king's four kings had hidden in a cave.
当他们战胜了敌人之后，那个国王就逃到了一个洞穴里。
And so they brought out those four kings, and Joshua told his officers to put their feet on the necks of the kings.
所以他就招呼他的军长，把那些被俘虏的国王，要他们的用脚踩在他们的脖子上。
And this was to be a symbolic, not only of past victory that God had given them, but of future victories.
这是一个象征的，这是一个象征，不仅象征过去的胜利，也象征主神就给他们的名带来的胜利。
I want you to think about this detour that they took. They were going to attack each city state one at a time.
你们看到在这边他本来要在他们走这个弯路之前，他们原来是要一个一个的城市去征服敌人。
But God caused these other kings to attack Gibeon, and so they really, in one battle, they took five city states.
但结果变成了就是那些五个城市联合起来来进攻基变，这样通过这个战争一下就把这些敌人全都打垮了。
You know, God can turn our detour into a shortcut.
这样就是神把我们所走的弯路变成了近道。
We think I got a detour. It's going to take so much more time. Oh no! But God can turn that detour into a shortcut.
当我们常常为这个为我们要所走的弯路感到烦恼的时候，那若是我们求神，他也许会把它这个变成一个近道。
So instead of fighting five battles, they only had to fight one battle. God gave them a shortcut through that detour.
本来的他们的计划要打五个仗，那结果后来他们就打了一个仗。
So how do you get the courage to gain the victory?
那你如何得到你胜利的勇气呢？
Do not be afraid. Let these words of the Lord speak to our hearts. Do not be discouraged. Be strong and courageous. This is what the Lord will do to all the enemies you're going to fight.
你们看到这边就是神所说的话，不要害怕，不要气馁，坚强勇敢，这就是耶和华必对所有要打斗的敌人所行的事。
Now, these events are a warning to us.
那这样的事件实际上对我们是一个警告。
They are to warn us to be alert, to prayerfully consider lest the enemy deceive us. We start walking by sight instead of by faith.
他警告我们要警惕，不要免受敌人的欺骗。我们要不是通过我们视觉的感受，而是我们走路不是通过视觉，而是凭着信心走路。
So this is a warning to us. Do not be deceived. Be watching. After that woman has stolen my computer, I'm very watchful.
当那个女的偷了我的电脑之后，我非常注意，我非常警惕。那我们像这样的事件，我们要学到的功课，就我们要非常的警惕。
But there's also here a warning, a word of encouragement.
但在这边也有一个课程，是一个受鼓励的功课。
God can take even our mistakes. We saw that in Ai, the mistake they made, and even our detours, and turn them into victories and blessings.
就像以色列人在爱城所经历的错误一样，那神可以把我们所经历的错误或者我们所走的弯路。变成胜利。
Now this isn't an excuse for carelessness, but it is a great encouragement that when you or I have failed the Lord and His people, remember this, 1 John 5:4, this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith.
我们并不是为我们的粗心大意找借口，而是我们要看到约翰福音五章第四节里所讲的是，就是他使我们胜了世界。这就是我们的信心所在。
A week ago, several of us had the opportunity to go to the Voice of the Martyrs Advanced Conference here in Kansas City.
一个星期以前，我们这边有几位弟兄一起去，这边有几个弟兄姐妹一起去听了殉道者之声，他们在堪萨斯城有这样一个聚会。
We heard four different speakers of who had been persecuted for their faith.
我们听到有四个讲员，他们在讲他们个人所受迫害的经历。
And as we heard their stories, these people faced a big detour in their life.
当我们听到他们所说的故事，我们看到好像他们的生命当中有一个很大走一个很大的弯路。
In a book called Tortured for Christ, Richard Rembrandt was put in prison for 14 years because of his faith in Romania.
Richard Rembrandt, 他这个弟兄这个牧师，他在《为主受苦》这本书当中写了他在罗马尼亚的狱中受了14年的煎熬折磨。
And this book tells of his story. He's the founder of the Voice of the Martyrs.
他后来出狱之后，他建立了殉道者之声这样一个组织。
They recently have made this book into a movie, and just a year ago, this past year, and sometime very soon, we're going to show that to parents and to youth on Friday night.
最近就是一年以前，他们把他的所写的这个书的经历变成了一个电影，我们会找一个时间给孩子们看。
And while he was being tortured, unbelievable what he endured. His wife was put in a labor camp and worked like a slave in a labor camp.
当他在狱中受折磨的时候，他的妻子被赶到劳教营去像做一样奴隶的工作。
Now their lives are one of the most powerfully inspiring and historically significant testimonies of all time.
他们两个人的经历，他们所受的这一切，实际上是一个有历史意义的，对我们有这样一个启发性的故事。
Richard said this, a man really believes not what he recites in his creed, but only the things he's willing to die for.
他说一个真正的信徒并不是只是相信他所背诵的教条，而是他愿意为之献身的东西。
He said these words, they have tried to kill us, but they can only kill our bodies. And we are not bodies, we are spirits, and the spirit cannot be killed.
他说他们企图杀死我们，但是他们只能杀死我们的肉体。我们不只是我们的肉体，我们也是灵，我们灵是不能被杀死的。
He said these words, to die for Christ, loving Christ, means to go to glory, means to go to Christ.
他说为基督而死，爱基督意味着要归向他的荣耀，意味着要归回基督。
So think about this, that their greatest detour, their suffering, their persecution led to their greatest victory and their greatest testimony.
所以他们这个生命当中好像一个弯路，但是这个神把它变成了一个荣耀。
I want to close with this. God orders our steps. We see that in Psalms. It tells us God orders our steps.
那神给我们指出了我们的道路。
But also God uses our detours.
那神也给我们这样的走弯路的经历。
I don't know what detour you maybe have experienced in the past, or maybe even right now. You're experiencing a detour. The detour could be health. Your health. The detour could be a situation, a family situation, a work situation. You're facing a detour, but God can turn that into your greatest victory.
也许你在生活当中也在经历这样的弯路，也许是工作原因，也许是健康的原因，但神可以把这个弯路变成你的胜利。
Let's close in prayer.
我们低头祷告。
Father, we look at this today, and we look at the example. We see how you turned a detour into a wonderful victory, and the greatest testimony Joshua gave in the book of Joshua.
父神，我们今天所看到的那个例子，你可以把我们生活当中所经历的这个弯路，你可以把它变成胜利。
And Lord, we look at the detours in our life, and we cry out, Oh no! Why?
当我们经历这弯路的时候，我们常常会哭求你，问为什么？
Lord, I pray that we would look beyond the detour and realize that you can give the victory even with a detour.
我愿意祷告，我们每一个心智，让我们看，不看到我们只是所经历的冤路，更能看到你通过这个经历当中来带给我们的胜利。
And Lord, we see here in the book of Joshua, you can turn our defeats and our detours into our greatest victories and our greatest testimony.
约书亚记，通过这个故事让我们看到，你可以把我们的失败，把我们的弯路。 变成我们最大的胜利。
And Lord, help us to seek your face. What would you have us to do? Let's ask you and require of you.
让我们能够寻求你的面，让我们能够寻求你。
Lord, we thank you. Let us learn these lessons in Jesus' name. Amen.
感谢你让我们能够听这样的课程。我们祷告奉耶稣基督名求。Amen.